Tupin of Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. For the best deals on Bobcats, there's only one place to go: All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. The trees can't hold their summer look anymore in many sections of Michigan. Fall colors have peaked in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Heading south of the Mackinac Bridge, the inland areas 10 miles from the Great Lakes are very colorful. Interior northern lower Michigan has at least 50% fall color and changing fast. Peak color will probably occur in the next week. This weekend would be a decent time for driving through the interior parts of northern lower Michigan. The shoreline areas of Manistee, Frankfort, Traverse City, Charlevoix, Petoskey, Sheboygan, Alpena, and Tawa City are still mostly green. These areas will probably be peaking next weekend, October 18th to 19th. The nice color extends southward through the central part of lower Michigan down to around Grand Rapids and Alma. The rest of southern Michigan is also has the color developing. The color change will continue quickly, as this week we also had chilly mornings the last few days, which should keep the color change coming. And we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message. We'll get to more of our local news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and coyotes are everywhere in Michigan, and they can be a real headache. They'll go after your pets, your livestock, and in rare cases, even people. Not to mention, they are loud and wake people up in the middle of the night. They multiply fast, too. A single female can have over 100 pups in her lifetime. That's a lot of hungry mouths running around, and they are seriously getting out of control in Michigan. Now hunters have a little more help. The Natural Resources Commission just brought back year-round coyote hunting, scrapping last year's ban that shut hunting down from mid-April through mid-July. Michigan first allowed year-round hunting in 2016, but last year's short-lived ban drew complaints from farmers, hunters, and local leaders. State Senator Michelle Huitenga and Representative Parker Fairbairn are calling it a win. Huitenga, a Republican from Manton, said the old limit had no significant backing and let coyote numbers explode. People stood up. Farmers, hunters, and local leaders made their voices heard, and it worked. Fairbairn, a Republican from Harbor Springs, added that while coyotes are part of Michigan's ecosystem, they need to be managed aggressively. Left unchecked, they will eat pets, livestock, and wildlife, and they don't exactly take it slow when it comes to multiplying. With the season back year-round, hunters and landowners finally have a chance to get these critters under control before they get out of hand. And a Macomb County Corrections deputy is facing criminal charges, accused of assaulting an inmate at the county jail in September, according to the county prosecutor's office. Daniel Galas III, 37, was arraigned yesterday on charges of obstruction of justice and aggravated assault in 41B District Court in Clinton Township. According to a news release from the prosecutor's office and online court records, he is accused of assaulting an inmate at the jail located in Mount Clemens on September 5th, resulting in the inmate needing a head scan and stitches at a hospital. No additional details about the assault, the inmate, or Gallus' status with the sheriff's office were available as of yesterday. And authorities are investigating a fire and reports of vandalism at Liberty Harbor Marina in Bay City near early Thursday morning. Firefighters and public safety officers responded just before 2 a.m. on October 9th to a report of a boat on fire. Crews arrived to find an unoccupied vessel fully engulfed in flames and quickly brought the fire under control. Containment booms were placed at the mouth of the marina to prevent pollutants from entering the Saginaw River. With assistance from the U.S. Coast Guard Station, Saginaw River, and oversight from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, during the investigation, officials discovered several boats at the marina had been broken into and vandalized. Investigators are collecting evidence and seeking information about possible suspects. No injuries were reported. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety at 989-892-8571. And we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
This is Caitlin Bach, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation services or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can truly feel at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we truly are all about you.
Back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom, again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, reports indicate more than 1,000 jobs were posted for temporary work visas in the United States to tackle labor gaps. The move aims to fill critical positions in construction, technology, and healthcare. The government is reviewing applications amid industry feedback. Employers say foreign workers remain crucial to many sectors. Some lawmakers support the expansion, while others raise concern about oversight. The visa program will be evaluated for long-term needs. And in our international news, hostage negotiations between Israel and Hamas are ongoing in Egypt, with both sides exchanging lists as part of ceasefire talks. The UK has offered support in releasing hostages and providing humanitarian aid. European officials welcomed progress on the peace plan. Leaders urged caution during the mediation process. Security agencies remain on standby for potential emergencies. Human rights groups advocate for safe and fair treatment for all involved. When we come back after this all-season service and sales sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
While supplies last, get at least 20% off all Bobcat mowers at All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. This is Mike. People in the Thumb have tested Bobcat mowers side by side with the competition. There's a reason they choose Bobcat. With commercial grade durability, you get a mower you know will get the job done. And select models are nearly 50% off. Plus, take up to $1,000 off in lieu of financing. And now for a limited time, Bobcat is offering 0% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers. As always, there's no dealer markups, no funny business, and these discounts are right off the sticker price. Get at least 20% off all Bobcat mowers for a limited time. Assembled in America and tariff-free. You're not going to find a better deal than at All Season Service and Sales.
Limited time promotion, deals valid while supplies last. Bobcat, one tough animal.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. It is with heavy heart that we announce the passing of Gerald Edward Ahern of Kindy, who departed his life on October 1, 2025, at the age of 92, with his daughters by his side. Born on August 31st, 1933, survived by loving sisters, sister-in-law, brothers-in-law, he is preceded in death by his loving wife Carol, his parents, and in-laws. Siblings, Leona, Gertrude, Francis, Ahern, Larry, and Bill. Sister-in-law and brother-in-laws. Per his wishes, a private family burial will be held. The family would like to thank all the wonderful staff at MetaLodge, Cass City, and McLaren Hospice for the amazing care Gerald received. Arrangements made with the Cremation Society of Mid-Michigan. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by All Seasons Service and Sales in Harbor Beach. For the best deals on Bobcat, there's only one place to go, All Season Service and Sales in Harbor Beach.